Imagine walking through a supermarket where 60% of what's sold isn't actually food, but rather edible substances engineered to override your body's natural controls. This isn't science fiction, it's our reality. Ultra-processed foods, UPFs, have silently transformed human health, creating what physician Chris Van Tulleken calls ultra-processed people. These products, wrapped in bright packaging and marketed with health claims, are fundamentally different from anything humans evolved to eat. They're not simply unhealthy food, they're industrial creations designed through corporate natural selection to maximize consumption and profit, regardless of the consequences to our bodies or planet. The evidence is overwhelming. UPFs increase risks of cancer by up to 30%, accelerate cognitive decline, damage gut health, and fuel epidemics of obesity and diabetes. Most disturbingly, these effects occur regardless of weight gain. We're not just becoming heavier, we're becoming fundamentally different beings, our bodies and minds transformed by industrial food technology in ways we're only beginning to understand. The modern food crisis began in 1869 with Napoleon III's prize for butter alternatives, resulting in the first margarine. The real breakthrough was hydrogenation, which transformed liquid plant oils into shelf-stable fats. Procter & Gamble's Crisco, 1907, pioneered mass-produced ultra-processed food, UPF. Made from cottonseed oil, an industrial waste product, it required extensive processing to remove toxins, yet was marketed as purer than natural fats. Nazi Germany later developed coal butter, synthetic fat tested on concentration camp prisoners despite known risks. Research now definitively shows UPF's dangers. A 2019 NIH study found people eating UPF consumed more calories and gained weight, even with nutrient-matched meals. Large-scale studies reveal high UPF consumption increases all-cause mortality by 26 to 62%, type 2 diabetes risk by 40%, and dementia risk by 25% per 10% intake increase, regardless of calories or socioeconomic status. Current nutritional guidelines fail to address this threat, offering no protection against UPF's harmful effects. Weight gain isn't simply about willpower. It involves complex biological systems that regulate food intake and energy balance. Fat tissue functions as an endocrine organ, producing hormones like leptin that signal the brain about body reserves. UPF doesn't just override these systems through taste, it fundamentally disrupts them. As researcher Kevin Hall notes, it resets the thermostat, bypasses it, or perhaps just breaks it completely. The energy balance model shows how pleasure centers connect with nutrient detection systems, explaining compulsive eating despite fullness. Environmental factors are significant. Food swamps, where healthy options are overwhelmed by fast food, appear twice as frequently in deprived areas. UPF dominates advertising because its proprietary nature generates high profits, with unique barcodes encouraging brand loyalty. Stress, especially from poverty, increases cortisol production and drives UPF consumption. Claire Llewellyn's study of 925 twin pairs revealed that weight heritability rose from 40% in secure households to over 80% in food-insecure low-income homes, demonstrating how environment shapes genetic expression. In a 4-week experiment switching to an 80% UPF diet, Van Tulleken experienced dramatic changes, 13 pounds of weight gain, deranged appetite hormones, doubled inflammation markers, and altered brain connectivity between regions controlling food intake and reward, particularly in the amygdala and prefrontal cortex. Physical effects were immediate: constipation, hemorrhoids, disrupted sleep, joint pain, fatigue, mood swings, and brain fog. He also experienced intense anxiety dreams and food-related nightmares. Within 48 hours of quitting UPF, his sleep and bodily functions normalized, and mental clarity returned. Previously irresistible processed foods became unappetizing, suggesting an addiction-like dependency rather than mere habit. Dr. Nicole Avena of Mount Sinai revealed these foods trigger brain reward systems similar to drugs like alcohol or morphine. Without their complex matrix of additives and enhancers, the base ingredients would be unpalatable, almost like eating dirt. This explains manufacturers' heavy investment in food design that overrides natural satiety signals. Food additives, once considered harmless, now raise serious health concerns. While the EU permits 2,000 additives and the US allows potentially 10,000 plus, most haven't undergone thorough safety testing. Common emulsifiers like DATEM in commercial bread may damage gut integrity by disrupting cell membranes. Studies show that emulsifiers like carboxymethylcellulose and polysorbate 80 harm the gut microbiome, destroying protective barriers, reducing beneficial bacteria, and triggering widespread inflammation. Maltodextrins, another UPF staple, can cause intestinal inflammation and weaken immune response. They enable harmful bacteria like Salmonella to breach protective barriers, potentially triggering inflammatory bowel diseases. The regulatory oversight is particularly troubling. Unlike medical drugs that undergo extensive testing, food additives face minimal scrutiny. Through the FDA's Generally Recognized as Safe, GRAS policy, companies can self-determine safety without FDA review. Since 2000, only 1.3% of new food chemicals underwent full FDA approval, with most lacking data on long-term, developmental, or reproductive effects. Ultra-processed foods destroy traditional diets through aggressive corporate expansion, like Nestle's tactics in Brazil, using door-to-door salespeople in slums and floating supermarkets in the Amazon. Our food system suffers from two core inefficiencies. Food production requires more energy than it yields, masked by subsidized fossil fuels with $6 trillion in hidden costs, and we feed protein-rich plants to animals instead of consuming them directly. The environmental impact is severe. Producing 100 grams of beef protein generates 25 kilograms of carbon dioxide, compared to just 0.36 kilograms for peas. Most meat is now consumed through UPF, 7% of UK diet, rather than minimally processed meat, 5%. About 75% of soy becomes animal feed, with its oil entering UPF products. Each UK resident's soy consumption requires a tennis court-sized plot of tropical land, primarily through animal products. With global meat production expected to double in 30 years, feed crops will require Europe-sized areas. This creates a destructive cycle. Soy-driven deforestation disrupts rainfall patterns, causing drought in soy-growing regions. The southeastern Amazon now emits more carbon than it captures. Want to understand UPF's grip? Try Van Tulleken's experiment. Eat 80% UPF for a few days. You'll quickly grasp why researchers call them fantasy foods and industrially produced edible substances. While some can moderate their UPF intake, others find complete abstinence more effective. The food industry maximizes consumption at every level, from farmers receiving just 27% of consumer spending to food scientists crafting irresistible formulations. Industry insiders acknowledge that government regulation, not internal reform, is necessary for change. Agroecological farming of diverse whole foods offers a better path, producing sufficient healthy food on less land while benefiting the climate. This approach would increase whole food availability and make UPFs costlier, reducing climate change and antibiotic resistance risks. We've become ultra-processed people in an ultra-processed world. The solution isn't individual willpower, but collective action, creating a food system that nourishes rather than exploits. Our bodies recognize real food. It's time we did too.